Alléluia. Alléluia. Shalom, my brother. Shalom, my sister. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are in the house of prayer, healing sermons, and the prayer house. Today, Friday, we have our program called Midnight Prayer. We do meet every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, midnight prayer from South Africa. Yes, people of God. From Monday and Wednesday, midnight prayer, we do pray in French. But only on Friday, midnight prayer, we do pray only in English. Like today. Please take note of it and remember to always be connected every Friday in order to present this program to you for your healing and for your deliverance. Midnight prayer from South Africa in English. Every Friday from South Africa, midnight prayer, South Africa time. Be connected in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The title of our sermon, which is going to lead us into prayer, is, O Lord, help me remember dreams. I said it again, oh Lord, help me remember dreams. It is very important that you and I, we remember dreams. Because God speaks to his children through visions and dreams. The ability to dream comes only from God, not from the devil. The plan of the devil is to make you to be attacked by him, but in darkness. The desire of the devil is to attack, to frustrate your life without being identified. That is why Jesus Christ of Nazareth said that what is evil is done in darkness, but what is good, it is done in open. People of God, you and I, we have been gifted by God to dream and to have visions. God speaks to you directly through dreams, through vision, and he uses different ways to speak to his children. The word of God, the Bible, the way of a prophecy, the way of a calamity, the way of trouble. God can use anything to communicate his message. The problem with us, my brother, my sister, is that we are not careful. We are not careful. We do not understand the language of God. But today, we are going to pray against the enemy, stealing the gift of dreaming, which God has given to each, every one of us. Dreaming and having vision is part of the gift called the gift of a prophecy. Let us open our Bible Job chapter 33, verse 14. We're going to read the word of God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Job chapter 33, from 14 to 18. I begin to read in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For God does speak, now one way, now another, though no one perceives it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls on people as they slumber in their beds, he may speak in their ears and terrify them with warnings to turn them from wrongdoing and keep them from pride, to preserve them from the pit, their lives from perishing by the sword. Let us pray. My Father, I thank you, marvelous, precious Father, for this moment we are passing all together here in this studio. I'm here with Maman Giselle, my wife. And I thank you for my brothers and sisters, wherever they are connected from, you bless them by the power of this word. We want to dream. We want to have visions concerning our lives and the lives of our brothers and sisters. Thank you, Father, because you anoint our tongue, lips, and mouth to pray for your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in Jesus' name, amen. My brother, my sister, we have just read Job chapter 33 from 14 to 18, where you and I, we understand that God uses different ways to speak to his children. Here, the verse 15 is saying, in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls on people, as they slumber in their beds, he may speak in their ears and terrify them with a warning. It means that, people of God, in your dream, you may have an attack. And that attack, according to Job chapter 33, is maybe a warning. In fact, the prophetic dreams, they are divided in two parts. Either God is telling you, stand up and pray against the plan of your enemies, as you have seen an attack in the dream. Another part of the dream is maybe, stand up, praise the Lord, and claim the success and the promise that the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth has promised you. Do you see? I can give you the example of Joseph in the Bible. At a young age, he had a dream where the stars bowed down before him. But this was fulfilled when he was a mature person from 17 years old. How will you understand this? God speaks to us every day. But the problem with us, we do not pay attention. We may remember dreams, but we may not understand the interpretation of dreams. May the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth help us remember dreams. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, say amen. Amen. Look, my brother, my sister, if today you remember your dream and you do not understand the meaning or the interpretation, what you need to do is to contact a man of God who has the gift of the interpretation. May you feel free to contact Pastor Daniel Waxon in order, by the grace of God, to assist you in the interpretation of your dream. Let us continue. We understand that dreaming is the gift from the Lord. Let us take again Numbers chapter 12 from 1 to 8. Numbers chapter 12 from 1 to 8. I begin to read in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Miriam and Aaron began to talk against Moses because of his Cushite wife. For he had married a Cushite. Has the Lord spoken only through Moses? They asked. Hasn't he also spoken through us? And the Lord heard this. Now Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. At once the Lord said to Moses, Aaron and Miriam, come out to the tent of meeting, all three of you. So the three of them went out. Verse 5. Then the Lord came down in a pillar of cloud. He stood at the entrance to the tent and summoned Aaron and Miriam. When the two of them stepped forward, he said, listen to my words. When there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, reveal myself to them in vision. I speak to them in dreams. But this is not true of my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. With him I speak face to face, clearly and not in wordless. He sees the form of the Lord. He sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? What is important here? It is the verse 6. He said, listen to my word. When there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, reveal myself to them in a vision. I speak to them in dreams. So we understand, the people of God, that God speaks to his servant through dreams and vision. Except Moses, who was talking face to face with God. Now, you know this truth. Is it then good when you have forgotten your dream or when you do not dream? Joel the prophet, he said in the last days, and we are in the last days, everyone will have dream vision. The Spirit of God, God will pour out His Spirit on the flesh. This is the last days, isn't it? The devil knows the technique. That is why what he does is to steal the gift, is to steal the dreams, because he does not want you to understand the plan that he has against you or against your marriage, your business, and your family. May the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth open your spiritual eyes and to begin to dream and to understand the will of God upon your life and the plan of the enemy against your life, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Where you are, begin to pray like this. My Father, grant me the grace to dream, to understand the dreams. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, pray. Pray, my brother. Pray, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes. Give me the grace, O Lord, to dream and to understand the dreams. All is for your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, pray. I can see someone praying, you listening to this program. Pray for the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth to give you the gift of dreaming. That is prophecy. Raise up your voice and pray again. My Father, by your love, make me the prophet of my life. I want to dream about my life. I want to dream about my life. Make me the prophet of my life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, pray. Pray, my brother. Pray, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord Jesus Christ, make me the prophet of my life. I want to dream concerning my life, concerning my family, concerning my career. Oh Lord, I want to dream. Pray. Pray, my brother, pray, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Father, open my spiritual eyes to see your glory through vision, through dreams. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, pray. I want to see you, O Lord, through vision, through visions. I want to hear you, O Lord, through dreams. Speak to me, Jehovah, in the name of Jesus Christ, pray. Pray, my brother, pray, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ. I am your child, Jehovah, King of Glory. Speak to your child. Speak to your child. Speak to me, O Lord. I am your child, Jehovah, King of Glory. Speak to your child. Speak to your child through visions, through dreams. Speak to me, Jehovah. I am your child. Pray. Do not abandon me, Jehovah, King of Glory. Anything you want to do for your people, for my life, for my family, Make me aware of it. The God of Amos, pray. Anything you want to do concerning my life, concerning the life of my brothers and sisters in my family, make me aware of it. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. My Father, use my body, my memory, my spirit as your instrument to communicate your plan upon my brothers and sisters. In the name of Jesus Christ, pray. I can see someone praying. In the name of Jesus Christ, pray. In Jesus' name, amen. As you have prayed, my brother, my sister, you know this very well, that the devil is the one that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus Christ of Nazareth comes to give life and life in abundance. Amen. You have received blessing from the Lord. And you received many times blessing from the Lord. But sometimes the enemy of your life has stolen it. Remember what happened to Prophet Daniel, waiting for the answer from Yahweh. But Jehovah sent already the answer. Daniel the prophet was busy waiting until he discovered through the Lord himself that the answer, the blessing, was captured by the devil, Lucifer, Satan, to block the blessing in the air. But we know one thing. The mercy of Yahweh made God to send the angel Michael, okay, to go and fight against Satan in order to release the blessing which was prepared for Prophet Daniel. This is what's happening. You can find yourself, you have dreamt, you wake up in the morning, you forget the dream. You forget the dream. Sometimes you wake up, you don't even remember that you have dreamt. But something has happened in the dream. Something has happened in the night. You don't know it because you don't remember the dream. But something might have happened in the night. But if you and I will dream, you will understand what has happened in the night. Now you're going to pray accordingly. Do you understand? Raise up your voice and pray again. Powers that make me to forget my dream, to forget my blessing. I am not your candidate. Expired. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, pray. Be serious, my brother, my sister, and pray. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Command to that spirit to expire. Command to that spirit to expire. Command to that spirit to expire. In the name of Jesus Christ, powers that make me to forget my dream, I am not your candidate. Expire. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, pray. Every power that makes me forget dreams, coming from the north, coming from the south, coming from the east, west, I command you to expire by the power in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Powers that make me to forget my dream, I am not your candidate. My body, spirit, and soul, they have been created to glorify God, the Holy Ghost. I command you to expire. I command you to expire. I command you to expire. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, pray. Pray, my brother, pray, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, arise and retrieve back my dream from the hand of my enemies. They came to steal the gift that you have given me. Oh Lord, have mercy on me. Arise and retrieve back my dream from the hand of my enemies. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, pray. Anything or anyone blocking my spiritual memory from remembering some of my dreams, be frustrated in the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to frustrate that spirit. Begin to frustrate that spirit. Frustrate that spirit. Frustrate that spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, pray. Pray. Frustrate that spirit that comes in the day, in the night, to make you forget your dream. Begin to frustrate that spirit by the power of the Holy Ghost. I frustrate any spirit that makes me forget my dreams. I frustrate by the power in the blood of Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost. Every spirit that comes to frustrate my spiritual memory, be frustrated in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray. Frustrate that spirit. Frustrate that spirit by the power in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Anything or anyone blocking my memory from remembering some of my dreams, whatever it is, whoever he is, being a dark sweater or being a black cloth, being a demonic cloth, being a demonic hat, being a demonic cap, being a demonic handkerchief, I remove it now from my head. I remove it from my head. I remove it from my head. In the name of Jesus Christ. Demonic cloth, I remove it from my memory. Demonic handkerchief, I remove it from my memory. Demonic cloth, I remove it from my memory. In the name of Jesus Christ, pray. Every dream eraser, every dream eraser from my father's house and my mother's house that delete all my good dreams from my memory, I command you to die by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, pray. Begin to kill by the power of the fire of Elijah the prophet every agent of Satan that comes to steal your dream or to erase your spiritual memory. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. May the blood of Jesus Christ plant and store good dreams into your memory. May the blood of Jesus Christ for Nazareth plant and store good dreams in my memory. Good dreams in my memory. When I wake up in the morning, good dreams in my memory. In the name of Jesus Christ, pray. Continue to pray, continue to pray. Every dark power, every evil power holding my spiritual memory from understanding my dream, I destroy your work. I destroy your works. I destroy your evil business in the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to destroy. Begin to destroy. Begin to destroy every dark power. Every dark power. Power from the river. Power from the sea. Power from the sea. Power from the ocean that comes to steal your spiritual memory. That comes to steal my spiritual memory. Pray. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. I destroy you in the name of Jesus Christ. By the power in the blood of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Pray. Pray, my brother. Pray, my sister. In the name of Jesus Christ. You just pray and have faith. You're going to see that you will be having dreams. I reject the spirit of forgetting dreams. Put your hand on your head. I put my hand on my head and confess this. Declare this. I reject the spirit of forgetting dreams. In the name of Jesus Christ. I reject the spirit of a forgetting dream. I will no more forget dreams. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. I will no more forget dreams. I will no more forget dreams. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Pray. Pray, my brother. Pray, my sister. Yes. I reject the spirit of forgetting dreams. Wherever it's coming from the sea, from the river, from my grandfather, from my grandmother, wherever it's coming from the dam, from the forest, from the graveyard, the spirit that steals my spiritual memory, I reject you in the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to reject, 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 reject that spirit. Pray, oh God, Jesus Christ, arise for me, arise for me, arise for me, Jesus, and destroy all those turning my dreams to nightmare. In the name of Jesus Christ, pray. Pray, my brother. Pray, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ. Continue to pray. You and I, we can remember nightmare, but good dreams concerning your destiny, your vision, your future husband, your future wife, God is showing all those things. The devil comes and to steal. Oh, God. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, arise and destroy all those turning my dreams to nightmare. In the name of Jesus Christ, pray. You have good plan from the Lord. The devil will come and to steal the good plan, and you're going to swap and to give you evil plan. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the fire of the Holy Ghost begin to burn. Begin to burn the hand of your enemies, the hand of my enemies, the hand of my enemies. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, confess this, confess this. My dream will not be monitored by any evil. In the name of Jesus Christ, confess. Confess, my brother, confess, my brother. Confess, confess, confess. Confess, confess, my dream will not be monitored by any evil spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, pray. I destroy this evil mirror, every satanic mirror, evil mirror, satanic mirror, evil mirror, monitoring my dreams, monitoring my life. I destroy it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Destroy, destroy, destroy. My dream will not be monitored by any evil. In the name of Jesus Christ, pray. Every power assigned to scatter the spiritual mirror of my dream, I command you to die by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, begin to kill every evil power assigned to scatter your spiritual memory by the fire of the Holy Ghost. I begin to burn every evil power, every evil powers assigned to scatter my spiritual memory, to scatter my spiritual mirror. I have to see. I have to see. I have to see. I have to understand in the day, in the night, in the dream. I want to see. I want to understand. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, pray, my brother, pray, my sister. Every power assigned to scatter my spiritual mirror, my spiritual memory, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to die by fire, die by fire, die by fire. Pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Continue to pray, continue to pray. Every spirit of nightmare in my dream, be erased by the blood of Jesus Christ. This is wonderful. Begin to erase, begin to remove every spirit of nightmare in your dream. Remove it, my brother, my sister. Every spirit of nightmare, every spirit of nightmare, every spirit of nightmare, remove it. Remove it by the power in the blood of Jesus Christ. I remove every spirit of nightmare. Every spirit of nightmare in my dream, I remove it. You sleep every time you receive nightmare. Attack, attack, attack. No! You need to dream the angel of God. You need to dream the stars of God. You need to dream the hand of God. You need to dream the hand of God. You need to dream the angel of God. Every spirit of nightmares in my dream, I command you to lose your power, lose your grip, be erased by the power in the name of Jesus Christ and by the blood of Jesus Christ. Pray. Every satanic chain keeping me from good dream, break by fire, break by fire. Begin to break every satanic chain connecting evil plan to your life. Break the satanic chain. I break the satanic chain. I break the satanic chain. I break the satanic chain by the power of the fire of the Holy Ghost. I break the satanic chain. Every satanic chain connecting bad plan, evil plan to my life, I break the chain by the fire of the Holy Ghost. I break the chain by the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ, pray. Every dream eraser, every dream eraser, hear the word of God now. Hear the word of God now. Restore my stolen dream. Every good plan you might have stolen, I command you to restore it. Restore it. Command to the thief of your life to restore your destiny, to restore your life, to restore your blessing. Dream eraser, dream eraser, hear the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command you, restore my stolen dream. Restore my stolen dream. Restore my life. Restore my destiny. Restore my marriage. Restore my blessing. Restore my health. Restore my health. In the name of Jesus Christ, pray. Pray, my brother. Pray, my sister. In the name of Jesus Christ, command to the evil spirit, to restore your blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. We are about to finish, my brother, my sister. In the next 3 minutes, every demonic power that wants to waste my dream life, that wants to waste my destiny, be bound and paralyzed. Be bound and paralyzed. Be bound and paralyzed. In the name of Jesus Christ, begin to paralyze. Begin to paralyze the enemy of your life. Paralyze the enemy of your life. Paralyze the enemy of your life. I paralyze you. I paralyze you. You want to bring sickness to me. You want to bring infection to me. You want to bring death to me. Be paralyzed. Be paralyzed. You want to bring trouble to my sister, to my brother. Be paralyzed. You want to bring trouble to my family. Be paralyzed. Be paralyzed. Be paralyzed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thunder of the Holy Ghost. Thunder of the Holy Ghost. Fall down on my enemies in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray. Every plan of the devil to put me to shame and ridicule be canceled by the fire of the blood, by the fire of the Holy Ghost, and by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Pray. Begin to cancel every evil plan prepared against you. Cancel it in the name of Jesus Christ. I begin to cancel, I cancel, I cancel the evil plan, the evil plan, the evil plan of my enemies against my life. Evil plan of my enemies against my life. I cancel it. I cancel it. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Yes. Our God is good all the time. Our God is good. You have frustrated the enemy of your life. I declare as you are praying, as you will continue to repeat these prayers, even for 7 days, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth is opening, yes, right now, the gift of dreaming. Yes, vision, dream, your spiritual memory is okay now. Your spiritual memory is okay now. The Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth is now extending the limit of your spiritual capacity. Oh Lord, extend the limit of our spiritual capacity. We want to store many dreams, many messages for your glory in the name of Jesus Christ, the God of the Holy Ghost, omnipresent. Here we are with our brothers and sisters. Extend the limit of our spiritual memory. Extend the limit of our spiritual capacity. In the name of Jesus Christ, extend the limit, O Lord. Extend the limit, O Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, pray. Oh Lord, baptize my dream life with the spirit of uncommon favor. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive favor. Favor from the Lord. More grace. Grace from the Lord. Favor from the Lord. I receive favor. Favor in my business, in my ministry, in my career. Favor, favor in my life, favor in my marriage. Favor, 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 grace. Pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, as you are delivered from the hand of the devil, from the hand of your enemies, you will begin to remember dreams. Every morning when you wake up, don't rush. The first thing to do is to remember your dreams. Ask the Holy Ghost to remind you, to help you remember dreams. Write down your dream. That is the exercise you have to see. Do. You do not understand the interpretation, do contact Pastor Daniel Waxon speaking to you right now. The Lord Jesus Christ is going to help you. The God of Joseph in Egypt is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The God of Daniel, the prophet in Babylon, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What is important, it is for you to dream and to remember your dreams. If you do not understand the interpretation, do contact the man of God. Jesus Christ loves you, my brother, my sister. receive more favor, more grace, as you are delivered, disconnected from the hand of the enemy. Now you shall see your plan. You shall see your plan, the vision for your life. You shall see the plan of God upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, say amen. Where you are, my brother, my sister, begin to applaud for the Lord. Applaud for the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Applaud for the Lord. Applaud in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, say, oh Lord, say, repeat this prayer. Guide my dreams and let them bear profitable fruits. Guide, oh Lord, my dreams. Guide my dreams. Guide my vision. Guide my project. Guide my business. And let them bear profitable fruit in your name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus Christ loves you, my brother, my sister. We have just finished. People of God, our God is good. Yes, the blessed Leopold, brother Leopold, be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Our God is good. You have just finished our midnight prayer. We start from midnight time, every Friday in English. We do have midnight prayers every Monday, every Wednesday, but in French. But every Friday, we have midnight prayers in English only, from South Africa. Today we have prayed for the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth to restore, yes, our dream life. The Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth has helped someone remember dreams, because God is speaking to his children, to us, through visions and dreams, according to Numbers chapter 12, from 1 to 8, And we have understood this also in the book of Job, chapter 33, verse 14. Jesus Christ loves you, my brother, my sister. For God speaks in one way and in another. The desire of God is you and I to understand the language of God and to act accordingly. You and I, we have understood that Jesus Christ speaks to us every day. May you understand the language of God. If you do not understand the language of God directly, contact the man of God, contact a prophet, contact Pastor Daniel Waxon, who is speaking humbly to you, then you will understand by the grace of God the meaning of your dream. Jesus Christ loves you. Should you have any prayer request, please do not hesitate to contact Pastor Daniel Waxon to the following number via WhatsApp. Please take note. +27 62 791 6167. Jesus Christ loves you. This service will be published very soon, in the next 15 minutes. On our website, www.themosthighgod.org. Be blessed, my brother, my sister. Tomorrow, Saturday, we do not have a service on this radio except the publication of sermons and testimonies. But Sunday from 2:30, we have our Sunday live service. We should be connected directly live in this studio. And the next week, our program is Monday, midnight prayer in French. Tuesday, from 1 p.m. South Africa time, we have a program called Dedicate in English. And from 1:30, we have a program called Dedicas in French. Wednesday, from 1 p.m., we have a program called Dedicate in English. And from 1:30, we have a program called Dedicace in French. Wednesday midnight prayer in French only. Then Friday, we have, like today, our program called Dedicate from 1 p.m. South Africa time in English and from 1:30 South Africa time in French. Friday evening, like today, midnight prayer in English only. Midnight prayer in English only every Friday. We do have also our WhatsApp prayer group. We meet every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. South Africa time. Should you want to join our WhatsApp deliverance prayer group, please do not hesitate to contact Pastor Daniel Waxon to the number which has been given to you, +27 62 791 6167. May the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth bless you, my brother, my sister. I bless Brother Leopold. Be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. May we applaud for the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Our God is good. All the time, our God is good. Hallelujah.
Prayer House with Pastor Daniel Waxon. Available today on Podbean and more. Go to podbean.com and search Healing Sermons and Prayer House. Offering live healing services on this radio channel. This offer is for a maximum of 5 family members that can enter the online healing studio to pray for the sick.